When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Jones! Bowden! He's got it! England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins!
Hello and welcome to the Analyst Inside Cricket. Hope you're coping with the last weekend of lockdown and ready to re-emerge. That is, if you're allowed to. Sorry for those people who are still in Tier 3, but in Tier 2, I'm sure you're already booking up restaurants and so on. People are going to go slightly mad, I reckon, in the last couple of weeks of December. And God, what's going to happen when it all does open up after Christmas and New Year, hopefully, with the arrival of the vaccine? It's going to be like the Wild West, isn't it, with people partying everywhere come sort of March. But we've got to cope with the next few weeks. And luckily, there's a lot of cricket on, actually, at the moment. Suddenly, there's this sort of glut of cricket almost. England in South Africa, that brilliant first win in Cape Town. There's Australia, India as well. The second match in that one-day series is Sunday early morning. I'm actually hosting that for BT Sport. Starts at 3 a.m. or something on Sunday morning, goes on till the middle of the morning. So that'll be quite interesting. There's also West Indies against New Zealand. So lots of cricket this week. And actually, lots of cricket on our special club as well, our virtual club, World's Best cricketclub.com. We've got Alistair Cook on Monday and Graham Swan on Thursday. I'll tell you about that a little bit more detail towards the end of this show, but just to say those are coming up in the next few days. Just recapping on England's brilliant performance in Cape Town on Friday night, actually it sort of reminded me a little bit, actually, watching Stokes and Bairstow there, of that amazing test match in 2016 in Cape Town, when of course Ben Stokes got his extraordinary 258, where he was basically trying to hit every ball for six towards the end of that innings, and he and Johnny put on 399 for, I think, the fifth wicket, which was an England record, and it was Johnny's first Test 100, and it was at a ground, a venue where, you know, he had kind of good memories, actually, because his father played there quite a bit, and I think used to go there on hosting tours, you know, when Johnny was quite young. So there was a little bit of a connection, a Bairstow connection there with Cape Town, and so it is quite a sort of proud place for him. And it was quite interesting, actually, just listening to him talking after the game about the impact of playing at Cape Town, the beautiful surroundings that obviously inspired him, and also the fact that England's strength in depth, especially in the batting order, enables them to overtake and overcome really quite challenging targets.
Seems to be one of my favourite grounds, like you say, and I quite like it being my favourite ground. It's an amazing place to come and play cricket. Like the sun going down today over the mountain, and it was just unfortunate that we didn't have a special crowd in to witness a game like that, because they would have thoroughly enjoyed it. With the strength and depth that we know we've got in the batting lineup, you're always in with a chance. It needs a partnership, doesn't it? And we built that partnership, Ben and I, and then, went on from there. So, look, what was the stat that you mentioned with four overs to go, sorry?
51 needed from full.
Yeah, see, I didn't even really register that. It was, we were pretty happy with where we were. Where we were at, obviously, we needed one big over. And we know that the guys that we've got coming in can clear the ropes. As long as I'm contributing and putting in match-winning performances, whether that be opening the batting, whether that be batting at four, batting at six previously, like I have done, then so be it.
So Bairnstow proving he's so adaptable and can seem to be able to bat practically anywhere. And that, I suppose, is England's great advantage as they try and prepare over the next few months for the World T20, the next global challenge for the team. I suppose you could also think that it's the World Test Championship as well. That's going to happen in the summer in June. But for the one day side, for the white ball players, the World T20 in India in October, November is their real target. So that was a great start in Cape Town. Just a couple of things to tell you about. Firstly, the new issue of the Cricketer magazine out this week. It's an issue which we focus on all-rounders. So we mentioned a bit of Ben Stokes there. His picture's actually on the front cover, but partly because we write about his antics in the IPL. But the front cover is dominated by Ian Botham, Lord Botham. It's this week, it's his 65th birthday. We've already done an interview with him on this podcast. You can go back and listen to that one that came out last Monday. But the Cricketer magazine really covers his story in depth. Hugh Turberville went and interviewed him up in the north, and so we've got 6 pages in the current issue on Ian Botham. I've reviewed the IPL with Stokes as quite an interesting influence in it. We've got Jared Kimber on the science of batting and how you use your eyes in specific ways to be able to hit the ball, because you can't follow it 90 mile an hour all the way down, so you have to kind of pick your moments in a way, and batsmen have a sort of sixth sense. We've got the full county roundup as usual, and an interesting piece actually by Izzy Westbury on why Pakistan players are still not allowed to play in the IPL. There's a sort of visa issue and all sorts of kind of cultural and political issues that stop them from being involved, which I suppose you could understand if the IPL was in India, but not so much if it's in the UAE. So lots of really interesting stuff in the current issue of the Cricketer magazine, which you can get if you go to thecricketer.com/subscriptions and order a subscription there for the next few months. There is a special offer there at the moment, given it's Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that. So you can get a special discount on Cricketer subscriptions. And it really is a magazine that everybody is giving us great feedback on and loving. So really to try and join our Cricketer club. And talking of clubs, as I've mentioned, we've established this virtual cricket club, a live stream with a player each week. And we were supposed to have Alistair Cook last Thursday, but we had some technical issues, or he did. So we didn't have that. So he's now appearing on Monday evening, 7 p.m. in the World's Best Cricket Club, which you can go to. You can join by going to worldsbestcricketclub.com. That's in aid of the Professional Cricketers Trust, the charity that supports players who are having a hard time. And over the next few days, with that interview with Alistair Cook and then also with Graham Swan on Thursday night, we're focusing on the 10-year anniversary of England winning the Ashes in Australia, 2010-11, that series which was so much masterminded by the Andrews. It was the Andostocracy, I think you call it, don't you? Because it was Andrew Strauss and Andy Flower who really masterminded that Ashes success down under. And very much Alistair Cook and Graham Swan were key parts of that series. So we've got Alistair Cook on Monday night and Graham Swan coming to the virtual club on Thursday night. worldsbestcricketclub.com. It's £6 a month to join, but you do get lots of great assets for that. Not only the live streams each week, but also podcasts that I'm uploading and also blogs as well. There's a free book for those of you who are joining it over the next few days as a special offer. It's my new book, A New Innings, all about the future of the game, quite a lot about the IPL, quite a lot about T20, but also about the analysis of the game and how the game has really improved both on and off the field and what that means for the future of cricket. It's really quite a book about the global game in a way, and I think hopefully it has some fairly positive messages and some ideas about how the game can be promoted. So you get that free if you join up to worldsbestcricketclub.com. And also, just to mention, on this show on Monday night with Alistair Cook, we do have a 2010-11 Ashes bat signed by all the winning team. I have that up to win for somebody who can answer a simple question. Alistair Cook will pose the question and somebody in the audience can guess the answer. The person who gets it right will get that bat. So that's another, hopefully, incentive for you to join our club and be there on Monday night with Alistair Cook. worldsbestcricketclub.com. And a final mention, Beer 52, they really helped us over the last month or so supporting this podcast and our virtual club as well. That's UK's leading craft beer supplier, and we've been tasting some of their beers on the show, actually, and I'll tell you, they are really fantastic. So many interesting flavours. I had chocolate milk stout last Thursday. Absolutely delicious. Dark. It reminded me a little bit of Theakston's Old Peculiar. In the days when I hung out up in Durham, that really was a luxury taste. It was almost like a meal in itself, actually, Theakston's Old Peculiar. So some of the other craft beers that Beer 52 are supplying are sort of quite similar to that, actually, in taste and style. You can get 8 free beers if you go to beer52.com/cricket, and all you have to do is pay £6 for postage and packing, and you can get those 8 free beers, and you can taste them on the show when we're on with either Alistair Cook or Graham Swan. So I hope you can sign up for that. I really hope you can join us for Monday and Thursday night. Sign up to theworldsbestcricketclub.com and we'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Podcast Network.